In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to study the Word of God.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们再来查考神的话语。
Our title is The Saints' Glorious Beauty in the End Time.
今天晚上的题目是末世圣徒的荣美。
I just discovered that I'll be coming here again sometime next week. I just found out that I'll be coming here by God's grace next week.
我刚刚才察觉到说我下个礼拜会再回来一次。
Possibly also Friday and Saturday.
有可能是也是星期五、星期六。
And I think if we can't finish this topic, we continue to study.
如果我们没有办法今天晚上查考完的话，我们会继续来查考。
And if we look at the title, it is very important.
我们如果来看这个题目，是非常重要的。
Because the beauty must be glorious.
因为那个美必须是有荣耀的。
And it is for us to shine.
而是要我们来发光的。
And it is the saints to do this. Saints, 圣徒。
是需要人由圣徒来做这件事情。
And it is in the end time.
而是在末世的时候要做的。
That is now.
而就是现在。
But to do this, we got to understand it is all possible because God has given us this ability, blessings.
那我们必须要了解，我们做这件事情是可能的，因为神已经把这样的能力给我们了。
Just like God said to the ancient believers.
就如同神对古信徒这么说。
For example, in Ezekiel.
比如说在以西结书。
Chapter 16.
第十六章。
Verse 14.
第十四节
If we turn to that verse on Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 14
如果我们翻到以西结书第十六章第十四节
We can see clearly the beauty of the people of God was actually given by God
在十四节这里提到说百姓的美荣美是由神已经给他们的
God said you are so beautiful
神说你们是这么的漂亮
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
Because of my splendor, which is given to you.
因为我已经把我的荣光给了你们。
Well, this is something that we have to recognize constantly in the end time.
这是我们在末世必须时常要有认知的。
This splendor, if you look at the situations or environment of the ancient believers at the time, they were physically very, very beautiful.
我们如果来查考这个古信徒时候他们的身上的这个荣耀是非常的美丽的。
Physically,
在物质在肉体上面。
And especially in the time within the reign of Solomon, King Solomon.
尤其是在所罗门王的那个时期。
Not only physically beautiful.
不只是在肉体上非常的漂亮。
Their beauty, their glory actually went to many other countries.
他在属灵上面他们的荣美却是散播到很多其他遥远的国家去
Many people including Queen Sheba would come to see Solomon because of the spiritual beauty wisdom of Solomon
那、right? 他们的荣美甚至传到远方连喜巴皇后他都甚至来从远方来看这个荣美、
the wisdom of Solomon
还有所罗门的智慧
But all this actually were from God.
但是这一切都是来自神的。
God says, "You are beautiful because I've given you my splendor."
神对他们说：“你们今天美丽，因为是我把我的荣耀给了你们。”
Today, we maybe physically, we are so beautiful.
今天我们可能肉体上也是很美丽的。
In other words, we got everything.We have got everything from God physically.
因为我们肉体上是从神那边所领受的。
We have got a lot of earthly blessings from God.
我们从神那边领受了许多物质的祝福。
All these physical things given to us make us beautiful in many, people's eyes.
而这些物质的祝福却在别人的眼中把我们变成更加的美丽。
So sometimes, if we're not careful, we could have forgotten that this beauty given to us actually is from God.
但是有时候如果我们没有注意我们会忘了这一切的美丽来自神的。
Also, the spiritual beauty also given to us by God.
但是我们属灵的美丽也是来自神的。
I know Bowling Park Church members, according to information, working very well spiritually. Most of us here, I suppose, yeah, I believe.
我从消息得知，伯恩教会的信徒大家都非常的属灵上非常的努力。
They try to be beautiful by God's power.
他们想要透过神的力量来变得更加的美丽。
Building up more places of worship, that is wonderful.
在创造更多的崇拜地点，这是非常美好的。
But remember,
但是我们必须记住
what we can do for the Lord Jesus, in this world, in the end time, is because of God's splendor given upon us.
在末世，我们可以为教会、为神做什么？这一切都来自神给我们的荣耀。
If we can constantly remember this.
如果我们可以常常的记住
Physical, spiritual blessings are from God.
物质属灵的祝福都是来自神。
You can see our life in this world is meaningful. Meaningful, meaningful.
那我们可以看到我们的生活中有意义。
Because eventually we'll meet God, the glorious King, our long-waiting Almighty God in the heavenly kingdom.
因为这一切来自那个我们天上这个荣耀的神。
We are longing to go and see him.
我们渴望去看到他。
Isn't it? Is it not our purpose of life?
这不就是我们生命的意义吗？
If we don't see God eventually in the heavenly kingdom, what is the purpose of life?
如果我们在最终没有看到神的话，那我们人生的意义又在哪里呢？
If eventually we cannot meet each other in heaven,What is the purpose of life in this world?
如果我们没有最终办法到天国的话，那我们在世上的生活，人生又何意义呢？
Meet in heaven. We meet in heaven.
如果我们没有办法与神在
We meet each other in heaven.
如果我们没有办法彼此在天国碰面的话，那我们的人生意义在何在呢？
So, giving glory to God through our lifestyle in this world is a very important qualification for us.To be able to meet each other in heaven, and also to meet God in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们在世上的我们所做的是意义很重要，是为了使我们有一天可以在天国彼此相见，与神彼此相见。
Our purpose of sending our glorious beauty is for that beauty in the heavenly kingdom.
我们荣美的意义就是将来在
sending out, spreading, shining, in this life.This glorious beauty is for that purpose up there.
我们这个荣美的意义就是与天国。
我们今天要发出、上出、做出这个 giving out this glory, is for that purpose.
我们今天散发的这个荣光的目的就是将
来可以见到荣美的神、
见到荣美的神。
Isn't it? That is the purpose.
这就是意义。
If we don't recognize this point.
如果我们没有这样子的认知
，and our beauty in the eyes of people in this world would eventually come to nothing.
那我们在人眼中的这种美丽，有一天即将也是归为无有。
好 ，Let us study this point or this teaching further from the book of from the Song of Songs.
那这样子的教训，我们在雅歌里面有更深入的了解，
Let's、
来做更深入的了解。
Song of Songs.
我们翻到雅歌书。
As we know, Song of Songs is very important in terms of our spiritual cultivation.
我们知道雅歌对于我们的属灵的灵修是非常的重要。
Because it talks about the relationship between God and His people.
因为它所讲的就是神和百姓之间的关系。
It talks about the relationship between God and the ancient saints.
他讲的就是神与古圣徒他们之间的关系。
It also talks about the relationship between God and apostolic believers.
他也提到的是神与使徒时代的信徒的关系。
And also, the song talks about the relationship between God and the TJC members in the end time.
但是他也同时提及到神与我们真耶稣教会今天信徒的关系。
By God's grace, this is one of the five books.We are studying with the TTP students now.
感谢神的恩典，雅歌也是我们现在与神学生在查考的其中一本书卷。
Because we, by God's grace, I'm studying the five books with them, this time, for 4 weeks.
感谢神的恩典，我这一次和他们共查考五个书卷。
Jeremiah, Lamentations.
耶利米书、耶利米哀歌。
And then Proverbs.
箴言。
And then Ecclesiastes and Songs.
传道书还有雅歌。
At the moment we are studying this book.
那目前我们刚好正在查考雅歌。
Just started this book. This song.
我们才刚刚开始。
But if you look at this, actually this is a very beautiful song written by Solomon, of course.
我们如果读这一本书卷的话，发现这是所罗门王所写的一本非常美丽的诗歌。
Because it is God who inspired him to do so.
因为这是神所启示他所写下的。
And the last three chapters, 6, 7, 8, especially are about true Jesus Church members.
而六章、七章和八章这最后的三章特别提及到与真耶稣教会信徒的关系。
Because God's relationship with his believers can be seen in three periods of time. Ancient believers, apostolic members, and TJC members.
因为神与百姓的关系可以有三个阶段来看，第一是他与古圣徒，再来他与使徒时代的信徒，最后以真耶稣教会的信徒。
This can be seen from the book, from the song.
那这一切可以从雅歌中间来看到。
So, now in the end time.
那现在在末世。
We are in the end time.
我们现在已经在末世。
We have to demonstrate, exhibit this glorious beauty in our life, in our livelihood.
那我们必须在我们日常的生活中来展现这个荣美。
If you look at some of the verses here,God expects our beauty to be very, very glorious.
如果我们来看这些经节的话，神期待我们的荣，我们的美丽是非常荣美的。
According to God's power, His expectation, we can even attract angels. Because of our beauty.
从神的期望来看，我们的荣美甚至可以来吸引天使。
Oh, the angels would also want to have a share in the salvation of mankind, right?
因为连天使也想和人类来一起分享这个救恩。
No. To share in the work for us to go to heaven.
去分享
这。Angels, we don't talk about salvation.
因为天使想要跟我们一起分享这个救恩这个工作。
Yeah. God works, angels also work.
因为神工作，天使也一起工作。
For what?
为了什么呢？
For our salvation.
是为了我们的救恩。
So God expects our beauty.To be very glorious, even able to attract the angels.
所以神期待我们的美丽是极柔美的，甚至可以吸引天使。
It's not true. Even Peter tells us.
甚至连彼得就这样子说。
We are, you know, the angels also, you know, would like to see our salvation.
因为连天使都想看到我们救恩的这个工作。
Look at Song of Songs chapter 6.
我们翻到雅歌。第六章
verse 13,
第十三节。
Let's look at this verse first.
我们来读雅歌第六章第十三节。
Song of Song chapter 6 verse 13.
第六章第十三节。
Return, it says, O Shulamites, return, that we may look upon you. What would you see in the Shulamite, as it were, the dance of the two camps?
第三节，回来，苏拉密女，你回来，使我们得观看你。你们为何要观看苏拉密女，像观看马哈念跳舞的呢
？If we study the text within, you know, all the verses coherently, we can see this is a dialogue between the angels and God Himself.
如果我们查考这些经文的话，可以看到。这一段话是神跟天使的一个
对
话。
Wonderfully spoken by God and the angel.
这是多么美的一种说辞。
对话。Okay, now if you look at this, the return, O Shulamite, who says this?
当他这边说回来，苏拉密女，这是谁说的呢
？Of course, the angels.
这是天使所说的。
Return, that we may look at you, look upon you.
他的意思是说，你回来，使我们可以得见你。
Shulamite actually represents beautiful woman.
苏拉密女 所代表的是一个美丽的女子。
Spiritually, this is the bride of Jesus.
在属灵上，这是主耶稣的新娘。
Oh, the bride is so beautiful.
而这新娘是极其柔美的。
We know the Bible tells us we are actually the wife of the Lamb, aren't you?
我们从圣经我们知道我们是羔羊的妻子。
Oh, therefore, this Shulamite can represent the very beautiful end time believers of the Lord Jesus in the true Jesus Church.
因此，苏拉密女可以代表的是古信徒，在基督教会的信徒。
很漂亮，很美丽，属灵啊，
非常漂亮的，是属灵上非常美丽的。
How beautiful!
有多美丽呢
？Beautiful to an extent, even the angels say, "Come back, come back."
美丽到连天使都说：“你回来吧，你回来吧。”
You can come to meet us and meet God.
你可以回来，来让我们看见你，来回来来看见神。
How wonderful if we are invited by the angels to go to meet them and to meet God.
我们如果今天被天使邀请来见他们以及见神，这是多么美好的事情。
It is possible.
是可能的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because our beauty is so glorious.
因为我们的美丽是极其荣耀的。
So from here we can see how the first part of the verse 13, the angels long to behold the spiritual splendor of the saints.
因此，从第十三节的第一段可以看到，天使极其希望见到他的荣美。
见到我们的荣美。
见到我们的荣美。
Oh, because they say, return, return.
因为他说你回来你回来吧。
Why?
为什么呢
?So that we can look upon you.
因为我们可以观看你。
This you means you and me, the end time believers.
而这个你所指的就是末世的你和我。
That tells us this is God's expectation. That is, we are so beautiful.
而这也告诉我们。这是神所期待的，在属灵上我们的荣美。
This is very interesting.
这是非常有意思的。
Oh. If we continue studying this, you can see, oh, so beautiful, like two camps, isn't it?
Like what?
两个军队啊，两马哈念啊，马哈念 means two camps or two armies. Oh.
那它美丽像如同这边说的马哈念，就是两个军队。
We talk about this later on.
我们等一下会提到这个。
But just look at this again, huh?
我们再回来看这第三节。
How did God reply?
那神是如何作应的呢
？The second part of the verse 13 is actually the response of God to the invitation of the angels to the saints.
那第十三节的第二半段，这里说是神对于天使的呼叫的回应。
Hey, what is it? He said, "What would you see in the Shulamite? As it were, the dance of the two camps."
神说：“你们为何要观看苏拉密女像观看马哈念跳舞的呢？”
In the New King James Version, it's called two camps. In Chinese, it's 马哈念啊。
在英语原文版本的话，他会说是两个马哈念是两个军队的意思。
Oh, that is actually the meaning, huh? Mahanem means double camps.
马哈念的意思就是两个军队。
Means two beautiful armies.
就是两个美丽的军队。
One is the army of angels.
一个是天使的军队。
Another one actually is the army referring to the time of Jacob returning after so many years to his.Homeland to meet his brother.
Is it right? 那另外一个军队所指的就是雅各他回归家乡的那个军队。去见以扫的时候的军队。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？Look at Genesis. 创世纪。
哦
，Genesis.
在创世纪。
Let's look at chapter 32.
创世纪的第三十二章。
Genesis chapter 32.
创世纪第三十二章。
We have to look at the Bible, huh, or the verses, because we must know the word of God more as time goes by, yeah.
我们必须要不断的翻圣经，因为时间过了，我们其实要熟悉圣经。
The older we live on, the more we are in the true church, the more we should know the word of God.
我们在真耶稣教会越久，我们活得越久，我们就应该更熟悉圣经。
好 Chapter 32.
第三十二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. Angels of God met him.
雅各仍旧行路，神的使者遇见他。
This was when Jacob was returning on the way to meet his brother.
这是雅各要回去见他哥哥的路上。
What did Jacob see on the way?
在这个路上，他雅各见到了什么？
He saw angels, you know, just like army accompanying him.
他所见到的是神的使者，
天使，
神的天使
accompanying,
在陪伴着他。
So he said, "This is God's camp."
因此他说，这是神的军兵。
Wow, that means God accompanied him with his household and many other properties and processions by a great army of angels.
他所看到是神的军兵，就是神的天使是如何陪伴他的家人、他的财产。
Therefore, he called that place a name called Mahanaim.
因此，他把那个地方起名叫马哈念。
Mahanaim means two armies or two camps.
马哈念的意思就是二军兵的意思。
In other words, whoa, Jacob thought himself actually just an army going back home.
因此，雅各也视他自己为一个军队。
But and then this army of Jacob also accompanied by the army, the angels.
而雅各的这个军队陪伴着的是神的军队。
How wonderful!
这是多么美好的
！Oh, because God bless him so much, he had gained so much, he is now going to return home and accompanied by the armies of God.
因为神已经多大大的祝福他，那现在他要回家的路上，神让军队陪伴着他。
So let's come back to Song of Songs chapter 6.
我们再转回到雅歌第十六章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
So after having, you know, explained using Genesis, then we can understand this verse better.
那现在有我们用了创世纪来做解释，现在我们在读这个经节就更加清楚了。
Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon you, set by the angels.
天使说：“回来，回来，苏拉密女，你回来，你回来，使我们得观看你。”
But what did God say? What would God say?
但是神怎么做回应呢？
So, God talking to angel. What would you see in Shulamite?As it were, the dance of the two camps.
神说：“你们为何要观看苏拉密女，像观看马哈念跳舞的呢？”
In other words, yes, it's true. The people of God, just like an army of God.
因此，在这里的确，神的军，人的军队就如同神的军队。
The believers, the saints, are just like an army of God in the end time.
在末世，神的信徒就如
圣徒，
神的圣徒就如同马哈念这个军队一样。
We are a camp, an army, but the angels would come together with us to work together with us.
我们就如同神的军队，那天使呢，也是一个军队来陪伴着我们。
But God asked a question in response. Why angels? Why do you need to see, you know, Shulamite, you know, going back now?Beautifully, why do you want to see?
但是神却问天使说：“你们为什么要观看苏拉密女呢？”
What is the meaning here?
我为什么神这样子问的意义在哪里？
The angels, in their perception, we are ready to meet God.
在天使的观点来，我们已经准备好可以得见神了。
This is God's expectation.
这是神的对我们的期待。
But then God said, "Not yet." No.
但是神却说还没有呢。
Why would you see so quick? Yes, they are good, but possibly it's not time to come back yet.
神说是的，他们的确很漂亮，很好，但是回来的时候还没有到。
What do you want to see now so quickly?
你们为什么这么急着看他呢？
That question responded by God, you know, to the request of the angels. Tell us.Possibly, yes, spiritually you are beautiful, but it's not time to go yet, to go back to God yet.
那至于神这样子回应天使，可以说的就是我们属灵上的确很美丽，但是时候还没有到。
The angels as we said, participate in the work of salvation for mankind.
如同我们先前所说的，天使在人类救恩的工作上是有份的。
Now this can be seen in First Peter, right, chapter 1, verse 12.
就可以在彼得前书第一章的第十二节那里可以看到。
Very clear.
非常的清楚看到。
First Peter, chapter 1, verse 12.
第一章第十二节。
Even the things angel would like to look into regarding the gospel, the Holy Spirit, that means salvation for us. Angel would like to participate in this kind of work too.
那天使在于圣灵得救的工作上，他们也想来参与。
So the angels long to see the saints to be with God and with them.
因此天使期待的可以看到。
We can meet them and God.
我们可以去得见他，也可以得见神。
That is the longing desire of the angels.
这也是天使的期盼。
But God replied in a very wonderful manner.
但是神却用很美好的来回应他们。
In other words, why? Is it time yet?
神如同就问说，为什么要看呢？时间到了吗？
So the reply from God is very important for us.
因此神的回应对我们来说是非常重要的。
Yes, our glorious beauty may be great.
是的，我们的荣耀的确很美丽。
God has given us a lot of physical blessings, a lot of spiritual, you know,goodness in our spiritual life, working for God.
神的确在物质上很祝福我们，在我们的属灵上也祝福我们。
But God wants us to do more for Him.
但是神要我们为他做更多的工。
Maybe Bowen Park Church is now with glorious beauty.
或许伯恩教会现在已经有这荣美。
But we do not be complacent.
但是我们不要就此满足。
We can say, "Oh, I can go to heaven now."
不要说是的，我现在就可以到天国去了。
Have we done sufficiently in the eyes of God?Have done enough for God in the eyes of God?
我们在神的眼中，我们为他做的足够了吗？
That is the meaning, but the purpose behind this question from God.
这也是神为何问这个问题的意义所在。
Why do you want them to come back so early?
你为什么要他们这么快的回来呢？
Not yet.
还没到呢。
They still got much work to do.
他们还有许多的工要做呢。
You want to see them going back just like the two camps going back? No, armies of God, armies of heaven. Oh.
你要看他们就如同神的军队还有人的军队一起吗？
In other words, not yet.
他的意思就是说还没呢。
They can still do more work.
他们还可以做更多的工。
A lot of works are still waiting for us to be accomplished in the end time.
在末世还有许多的工作等待我们去完成。
Possibly, we've done a lot of work already for the past many years at Bowen Park Church, or setting up different places in the surrounding area.
或许在过去的几年，我们在伯恩教会，在各地的教会做了许多的工作。
But we need to do more.
但是我们还要再做。
When?
什么时候？
When we're still alive.
在我们还活着的时候。
When we still have this glorious beauty of God.
当我们还有这个神荣美的时候。
Not time to go back yet.
时就要回去的时候还没到。
Do more works for God.
我们要为神做更多的工。
A lot of works are still waiting for us.
因为有许多的工作还在等着我们。
There's a brother. I don't know what I mentioned last time. There's a brother after he received the Holy Spirit.
我不知道我有没有提及有一个弟兄他领受圣灵之后
And he said, I can go to heaven now.
他说我现在可以去天国了
you know, As soon as he began to speak in tongues, he was so joyful, I can meet the Heavenly Father.
他一开始说灵言的时候他非常的喜乐然后
就说
young, 我现在可以得见天父了
From young, he has learned, we need the Holy Spirit evidenced by speaking in tongues as a pledge to go to heaven, right?
因为他从年轻的时候别人就是教导他说你需要得到圣灵作为进天国的凭据
This is absolutely true
这是正确的
But the message is not complete
但是这样子的信息并不完全
Because that doesn't mean when a person has received Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues then he can go to heaven automatically
不是说一个人得了圣灵说了灵言就可以直接去天国了
He needs to use the Holy Spirit to work to glorify God to make sure glorious beautyis exhibited by him.
他必须用圣灵的力量来做神的工，让神的这个荣美可以透过他来展现出来。
So having this mind, this concept, I can go to heaven now.
因此有当有那个观念说我现在就可以去天国了。
He knelt down and prayed. Knelt down and prayed.
他跪下来祷告。
No more speaking in tongues.
就不再说灵言了。
He was very frightened.
他那时候非常的惊怕。
Why? What's going on? What happened?
为什么呢？为什么发生这样的事？
I've been praying for so many years. Now God has given me the Holy Spirit.
我已经祷告了那么多年，好不容易得到了圣灵。
I just received a text that, you know, I think one or two days ago, he has received the Holy Spirit already 10 years.
就在几天前我收到了一个从他来的讯息，他说他已经领受圣灵十年了。
But that day when he said I can go back to heaven now, he stopped speaking in tongues.
就在他当下说我现在就可以去天国的时候，他就停止说灵言。
Oh, he was very shocked, very surprised.
他非常的惊讶，
very upset,
也非常的难过。
And the next day, Holy Sabbath.
就在隔一天是圣安息日，
the Sabbath day, huh?
就是圣安息日。
And then we sang a hymn 418.
那我们一起唱诗148首。
And that 418 is very powerful.
那148首是非常有力
的诗歌。Because that inspired him. That inspired 感动他。
他感那感动他。
How?
怎么感动他呢？
Because that hymn asked a very important question.
因为在那首诗歌里面问了一个很重要的问题。
Have you offered your whole self upon the altar?
他说：“你已经把你的全部献在祭坛上了吗？”
Repeats many times in the hymn, right?
在这首诗歌里面不断的去重复这句话。
So as he sang the hymn, he began to shed tears.
就在他唱那首诗的时候，他开始流泪。
I saw it.
我看到了。
Because at the time I was speaking.
因为那次是我讲到。
I said, "Hey, what happened?"
我问他说：“发生什么事？”
No, no, 我自己想了。那时候在讲到，不可能问他。
我自己想说发生了什么事。
And then after that.
之后。
That night,
那个晚上
he repented before God.
他就跟神忏悔。
He knelt down and prayed again.
他跪下来再一次的祷告。
I have heard your message.
他说我听到了你的讯息。
This is clear from the hymn.
这是在诗歌中非常明确的。
I've not done anything. How can I meet God?
我如何来得见神呢？
How can we really be worthy to be called return, all Shulamite?
我们怎么配得让天使来呼叫我们回来舒拉曼尼。
So when he thought like this,
当他这样子想的时候，当他这样子想又悔改之后，
No, don't pray.
他跪下来祷告。
God gave him the Holy Spirit again.
他又再次的说灵言。
Began to speak in tongues, very joyful.
他非常的喜乐，再次说灵言。
For many weeks, he actually had been testifying to many people. Oh, now how God gave him the Holy Spirit after praying for so many years.
那就在接下来几个礼拜，他不断地向人做这个见证。我祷告了这么多年，神给我了圣灵。
This is God's grace.
这是
神的恩典。
这是神的恩典。
He is preparing to be a full-time worker.
他现在正在预备要做全职工人。
Pray for him.
请为他祷告。
So this testimony tells us very clearly.
所以这个见证非常清楚地告诉我们。
Yes.
是的。
We can have the Holy Spirit.
我们可以有圣灵。
We can be blessed by a lot of physical matters, physical blessings, spiritual blessings, spiritual gifts.
我们可以在物质上，在属灵上有许多的恩典，还有祝福。
恩赐哦，
还有恩赐。
But sometimes we don't use them.
但是有时候我们并没有去利用他们。
We don't really fully, wholeheartedly utilize what God has given us.
我们并没有全心全意来利用神所给我们的祝福。
Physically, we are blessed.
是的，肉体上我们是得到祝福的。
Spiritually, we are gifted.
是的，属灵上我们是有恩赐的。
We should be able to glorify God.
我们应该要有办法荣耀神。
But can we do more?
但是我们可以做更多吗
？Have we done enough?
我们做得够了吗
？Can we go back to see God?
我们可以回去见神了吗
？I think this is why God said, "What do you want to see in Sodomite? Just like the dance of the two came so beautifully, But not yet."
也因此神才问说你们为什么要观看舒拉密尼像观看马哈念跳舞的呢
So this dialogue between God and angels gives us a very important message.
时候还没到这就是天使和神的对话
giving us a very important message.
给我们一个非常重要的讯息
Are we using our gifts, blessings from God to do as much as possible for God?
我们已经尽力了用神给我们的恩典还有祝福恩赐来做一切的吗
You know what God has given us today?
今天神所给我们的
If we don't use them now
如果我们现在不来利用
They become useless
就变成无用
Yeah, you may say I can give my money to my children
是的，你或许说我可以把我的钱财传给我的孩子们。
That is the best thing you can do.
这是你唯一能做最好的吗？
But that money given, you know, to your children as inheritance, will that bring them to heaven? To meet you in heaven?
但是你把这个财富给了你的孩子，这个财富会使你们的会带着你的孩子到天国去见你吗？
Very important question.
这是一个问题。
We need to give them this.Glory of God.
我们所要给他们的是这个从神来的荣美。
Utilize what God has given us physically to do more work to train them up, so that they also feel the need, recognize that they need to do more for God.
我们要用这些钱财来为神做更多的工，要训练我们的孩子也一样起来为神做工，可以更加的荣美。
If everybody have this kind of perception.
如果每一个人都有这样子的观点，
The church can grow.
那教会就会成长。
The will of God will be accomplished.
那神的旨意就会成全。
Because God says so clearly.
因为这非常的清楚。
Because God says so clearly.
因为神非常清楚
地说。The more you give, the more you'll be blessed.
你做越多就会祝福越多。
It's true.
这是真的哦。
And that will bring us glory upon glory.
因为神会荣上加荣。
Will give us glory upon glory.
会给我们荣上加荣。
Give us beauty upon beauty.
美丽加上美丽。
Eventually, we meet the heavenly kingdom. We meet God and each other in the heavenly kingdom.
最终，我们会彼此与神在天国相见。
Is that not our purpose in life?
这不就是我们生活的意义吗？
Oh, ask God to help us.
我们求神来帮助我们。
So the angel could not say, "Return, return, not yet."
因此，天使说回来，回来的时候还没有到。
So the angel continued speaking.
因此，天使就继续地说。
From chapter seven,
第七章
verses 1 to 5, you can see so clearly, 哈。
第一节到第五节，这里很清楚地看到。
One or two more verses, 哈。From these few verses, we can see really, if you look at it carefully, it's a kind of praises, you know, from the angels, to the adorned end time true church.
从第一节到第五节，这是一个非常美丽的形容，来形容末世的真教会。
Praises.
是赞美，一直称赞，一直称赞。
How beautiful!
多么美丽啊
！Sometimes we call this called angelic praises to the end time true church.
我们有时候会说这样子的话是使者的赞美是对于末世使者的赞美，
天使的赞美，天使的赞美，
天使的赞美。
To the adorned church, adorned church, 装饰整齐后的教会。
是形容装饰整齐后的教会。
This is what we are.
这就是我们。
We need to be worthy of being praised.
我们要配得这样子的荣耀，这赞美。
Look at the first praise.
请看第一节。
第一个 praise,
第一个赞美。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
第七章的第一节。
How beautiful are your feet in sandals, O princess's daughter. The curves of your thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of the skillful woman.
第一节，王女啊，你的脚在鞋上何其美好，你的大腿圆润，好像美玉，是巧匠的手所做，做成的。
Look at the first part of the verse first.
我们看第一节这里第一部分。
Beautiful feet in sandals.
你的脚在鞋上何其美好。
This is the praise from the angels.
这是从天使来的赞美。
This is the expectation from God.
这也是神的期待。
This is our working towards this goal to be able to have really glorious beauty.
这是我们为什么
要追求达到的成果。
这是我们要追求所达到的荣美。
The result is glorious beauty.
而这个结果就是荣美。
How beautiful!
多美好！
是 How beautiful are your feet in sandals?
他说：“你的脚在鞋中何其美好。”
Princess's daughter refers to you and me.
王女所指的就是你和我。
We must be very beautiful.
我们。一定是非常的美丽。
The first thing is our feet must be beautiful.
第一就是我们的脚要何其的美好。
Feet, of course, in the Bible means behaviors.
脚所在圣经所预表的就是我们的行为。
Feet means our livelihood, how we lead a life.
脚所代表的是我们如何过我们每日生
活。But the expectation in the presence of the angel very clear. Must be beautiful in sandals.
那在这里天使所讲的也非常的清楚，我们的脚在鞋上是何其美好。
In the end time, we must have these beautiful feet.
在末世我们必须要有这何其美好的脚。
Paul said this is called the fragrance of Christ in the end time.
The
fragrance, 香气。
这在末世所指的就是
保
罗所讲的就是基督的香气。
We must live out with our feet.
我们必须透过我们的脚活出这样子的生活。
To what extent the beauty, to what degree?
那这个样子的美好要到什么程度？
Even the sandals cannot cover the beauty.
就连鞋都无法遮盖这个脚的
美。In ancient time, sandals are actually, you know, some perforated. You know, you can see the feet as well, a bit partially at least.
在古时候的那个拖鞋或他们的鞋，其实是有一点可以看到脚的。
But here it says your beauty so beautiful in sandals. In sandals.
但是这里说你的脚在鞋中，
极其美丽。So beautiful.
是多么的美好。
What does it mean?
这是代表什么呢？
If our behaviors are good, that reputation, good reputation, cannot be covered.
如果我们的行为好，我们的名声好，
遮盖不了的，
是遮盖不了的。
Just like sandals cannot cover the beauty of the sands.
就如同鞋没有办法遮盖脚的美。
It's not true.
这不是真的吗？
If you don't want people to know how good you are, but you are doing a lot of good works, your heart is all right, so clear, not for your own glorification, still people know.
如果你不想让别人知道你的美好，但是你很努力的去做工，那这样子的美是遮盖不了的，别人一样会知道的。
It is nothing wrong that people know our good reputation.
让别人知道你的好名声没有任何的不对。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we can encourage others. We can encourage.
因为我们可以彼此鼓励。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we don't crave for our own glory. It's our duty, our responsibility, our love.
因为我们不是为自己的荣耀来做祈求，这是我们的责任，这是我们所应当做的。
This kind of people, this kind of sense in the end time, very beautiful.
而这样子的香气在末世的时候是何其的美。
That's why Paul mentioned so much aboutReputation we must have if we want to give forth the glorious beauty in the end time.
因此保罗也不断地讲到名声这件事情，因为在末世我们必须要有柔美的名声。
That feet must be preaching the gospel.
这个脚是用来传福音的。
That's what he said. We must have these gospel shoes.Put on our feet, or in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15, right?
如同以弗所书第六章所提到的，我们必须要穿上福音的鞋。
And how beautiful this kind of feet would be.
那这样子的脚又是何其的美。
Because we bring people to the gospel of salvation.
因为我们把人带进了这个救恩。
So these beautiful behaviors must be demonstrated, exhibited in our livelihood.
因此这样子的美好必须在我们的生活中去施行出来。
So that people can hear it, can see it.
所以别人可以听得见，看得到。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that would help more people to be bestowed with glorious beauty in the end time.
这样子会有更多的人具备末世的荣美。
So this feet is very important.
因此这非常的重要。这个脚非常的重要。
There's a church.
有一个教会。
You know, many people during the sermons, you know, mentioned this church.
很多人在讲道里面都有提及过这个教会。
This church is so much full of love.
因为这教会是充满了爱。
All the members, you know, they're so good.
所有的信徒都是这么的好。
They can pray.
他们祷告。
可以祷告。
可以祷告。
They can read the Bible every day.
他们可以每天读经。
Really, every day.
每天哦。
And also, they show great.Hospitality.
那他们也展现了接待的美丽。
You can see this church. Many of the brothers and sisters, God blesses them so much.
那从这个教会我们可以看到许多的弟兄姐妹们都被祝福。
Wherever they go, maybe they have to go to another place or to earn a living, to find their livelihood, they are always useful in the church.
不管他们在哪里住在哪里，为了自己的生活也好，等他们永远都是尽心尽力的为着教会。
So, one day, some of the board members said to me.
所以有一天，那当地那边的负责人对我说
，Look at, if you look around, preacher, there's so many members from this church are doing so much work in other areas. How wonderful! I said, Oh, yes, yes, yes.
他们对我说传道你看这个教会的信徒他们在各地方都做很多很多的工。
I believe Bowen Park Church is doing the same thing.
我相信伯恩教会也是如此。
Maybe we can do a bit more.
或许我们可以再做
多一点。But this work cannot be done just by one or two people.
但是这样子的工作不是一两个就能完成的。
We need to have more and more people. Eventually, everybody can shine, can exhibit, demonstrate.God's beauty in the end time for the Lord Jesus.
叫每一个人都可以参与这样子的事情，那慢慢的我们就会在末世成为荣美的教会。
And that will attract many people to come to the truth in the end time.
那这样子在末世的时候也可以吸引许多的人来到真教会。
Our beauty is important. Our beauty, 外在的美。
外在的美非常的重要。
Because people can see.
因为别人看得见。
It's not physical, of course, not physical beauty. We talk aboutphysical actions, no? We work for God, we love God.
我说的不是这个肉体的外表面的美，而是我们行为上的美。
Then you can see.
他们也可以看得见。
Then we can send forth the glorious beauty to attract more people.
所以我们就可以把这样子的荣耀传出去，吸引更多的人。
That's why the angel said, "You are so beautiful. Your feet in the sandals are so beautiful."
因此天使才说，你的脚在鞋中何其美好。
People can hear. People can see.
别人可以听得见，他们也可以看
得到。People can be encouraged.
别人可以因此而得到鼓励。
This is our goal in life.
这是我们人生中的目标。
If you look at quickly the last second part,
我们如果我们赶快的看第二部分。
That the curves of your thighs are like jewels.
你的大腿圆润，好像美玉。
You see, Song of Songs uses many things, including human bodies, to talk about spiritual teachings.
雅歌里面用了许多事情来形容，那包括人体 不同的部位来做形容。
He talks about not just feet, but the curves of your thighs are like jewels.
他所提到的不仅是大，就是脚，也提到了大腿圆润，好像美玉。
Curves once exercised can be very beautiful.After exercising, the thighs will be very beautiful.
运动的话，大腿就会比较漂亮。
One day, I saw a brother.
有一天，我看到一位弟兄。
He's a Mr. Somebody, yeah. Mr. Somebody in a place.
Mr.
健美先生啊。
他是健美先生。
Oh, he looks very strong.
他非常的健美。
Very solid.In the muscles,
非常结实。
And one day he was moving around heavy objects in the church.
有一天他在教会搬动一些比较重的东西。
So very short.
那我非常的惊讶。
No. He was wearing shorts.
他在穿短裤。
We can see, whoa, beautiful thighs.
我看到他的大腿真的很美。
Wow, this is true, isn't it? If you exercise, then you physically become beautiful.
那的确。
More healthy.
如果你有运动的话，你肉体的曲线会很美，那你也会很健康。
Curves of the thighs are like jewels.
他这边说，你大腿的圆润好像美玉。
What does it mean?
这代表什么呢
？I think we don't go around showing people our thighs, right?
当然，这不代表说要叫我们到处去给别人看我们的大腿。
Inner beauty
是要看内在的美。
This is inner beauty.
这是内在的美。
People don't know.
别人是不知道的。
God knows.
但是神知道。
You know.
你知道。
This is what we have to pursue as well.
这就是我们要追求的。
Very often, because our feet are so beautiful, because the inner thighs are beautiful.
我们的脚美好，因为我们的大腿也非常的美好。
Inner.
那个内在的。
Not visible, because your heart is so beautiful before God. You cultivate yourself, you pray more, you read the Bible. Wow, very beautiful.
内在的属灵的内在，因为我们常常的祷告，我们内在是多么在神面前是多么的美好。
The heart is wonderful, is beautiful, is spiritual.
我们的心是属灵的，是美漂亮的，是美丽的。
And then we can attract more people.
这样子的话，我们就可以吸引更多的人。
This is the inner beauty that we must have. to exhibit outward spiritual glory, glorious beauty to attract people.
为了要展现这个荣美，这是我们必须要有的内在条件。
So externally, inwardly, we must pursue spiritual beauty.
所以在不管是外在还是内在，我们都要去追求
这样的
美丽。
Don't just show people beautiful externally, but your heart might not be right. Your private life might not be glorifying God.
我们不要只是追求外在的美丽，但是我们私人的生活在神的面前是不能见的。
That is the most important inner beauty.
内在的美才是最重要的。
Because God sees our heart.
因为神看得见我们的心。
God sees youngsters what they watch television.How many hours a day? God sees us.
神可以看得见我们每天看多少电视，看了什么样的节目。
A lot of time to memorize the names of the celebrities, but no time to memorize the characters of the Bible.
很多时候，我们青年花比较多、更多的时间去背明星的名字，也不背圣经人物的名字。
No, there's a brother. When I visited him, he knows all the names of the footballers.
我认识一个弟兄，他认识所有。
当我探访的时候，
我探访的时候
，I saw a lot of photos or pictures of footballers.
我看到他墙壁上挂了许多那个玩
在
橄榄球的那个
明星。I don't know any of them. He explained to me who is this one, who is that one, how many goals this one has done, how the goals went into. I said, "Wow, you're so good."
他见到我的时候，跟我每一个一一的介绍，然后告诉我们他们玩的是什么的职位，什么样的公式。我很佩服他。
When I ask him a few questions from my Bible, I'm sorry, Pastor, I don't know.
那后来我问了他几个关于圣经的问题，他跟我说：“传道，对不起，我不知道。”
I said, "You are so beautiful in different things, but is it what God wants?"
那我就跟他说：“你在很多方面都非常的美丽，但是你的美丽是神要的吗？”
And he began to think, "Oh, maybe I should not waste too much time on this."
因此，他开始在做思考。这是不是神所要的？
Children, adults should not be enticed or addicted to things which are not useful.
不管是青年或者成年人，我们不应该对一些无关紧要的事情来做有被
迷惑 addicted. 怎么讲？ Every day watching 10 hours television, 被着迷了。
被着迷。
That is very, very sad.
这是非常可悲的一件
事情。When you turn into a computer, what do you watch?
当我们打开电脑的时候，我们看什么呢？
What do you see? What do you find?
我们在寻找什么？我们在看什么？
This is the clear indication of inner beauty.
这所代表出来的是我们里面的美。
God uses the computer to preach the word of God throughout the whole world.
神可能利用电脑把他的福音传向世界各角落。
This is what we've been doing using the internet, contacting many our, seekers in different parts of the world, and then we go in there and preach to them.
这也是我们教会不断的在用电脑还有网络来做宣道的工作。
But Satan also using the computer very well.
但是同样的，撒旦也是在用电脑来攻击这个谁
？To attack, to confuse, to entice.
来攻击，来诱惑。
So let's pay attention to this inner beauty.
所以我们必须要来专注在我们内在美。
How do I spend my time?
我们是如何来花费我们的时间
？Very important question. 很重要的问题。
这是很重要的问题。
How many more days I can live in this world?
我们在世上还有多少的日子
？How many days I can exhibit this glorious beauty?
我们还有。多少的日子在末世可以展现这个荣美
？Are you ready to be called back by the angels? Return, return, Shulamite.
我们已经预备好了吗？使天使可以说回来，回来，苏拉密女。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
I was told many brothers and sisters here are really exhibiting a lot of glorious beauty.
我被告知说，在这边的教会有许多的弟兄姐妹正在施展这样子的荣美。
We thank God for that.
我们为这样子的事情感谢神。
Let's mutually encourage one another.
在属灵上，我们彼此鼓励。
To do more for the Lord.
我们可以为神做更多的工。
We continue to study this topic.
我们会继续的来查考这个题目。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。
244。
244首。
I think we just sing verses 1 and 3. The Chinese has got two verses.
我们中文唱两节。
The English is verses 1 and 3. Huh? This is my constant longing and prayer. When we are forfeiting of our treasures, Jesus the perfect righteous to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, and thine unimage deep on my heart. To be by thee, I am fading. Oh, thy spirit, filled with thy love. Make me a temple made for thy dwelling, fill me for thy heavenly above. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine unimage deep on my heart. Please be seated. We're going to pray together.
Ask
God to give us power to glorify Him.
求神给我们力量来荣耀他
，so that we can love each other, do more to do more work for the Lord Jesus Christ in the end time.
所以我们可以彼此相爱，在末世的时候为神做更多的工。
And then our life would be much more meaningful.
那我们的生命就会更加的来的有意义。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。